Hey there, welcome to today's episode of Daily Musings. It's been a minute. I've got a lot of updates to share with you in tomorrow's video when I do a proper update, but I just happened to have the instinct to come here to the microphone and record an episode off the cuff right now. Because I was doing some yoga in the evening, and mind you, I'm not good at keeping habits very well because this is the first time I've done yoga in, what, like a month, 2 months? It's been a really long time since I've done that too, but I was fresh from an evening walk in my neighborhood. It was beautiful and humid and hot, and I got home and I was sweaty, and I thought, well, if I'm going to be sweaty anyway, might as well get some yoga out of the way before I clean up. So I did a short yoga session, and a little glimmer of an insight struck me that I wanted to share with you today. Take it for what it's worth. You know, one woman's treasure is another woman's trash or something. And who knows, I haven't explored this idea in writing or anything like that. It was just an idea in my head and I thought, yes, I want to get on the microphone and share that with them and see if anything sticks. My mind was floating to happiness, as one's mind is apt to do. I was laying in corpse pose at the very end, and it was just occurring to me that I was having a nice moment. And I was thinking a thought I've had before, that I could do yoga every day until the day I die. Or at least I could imagine myself doing it when I'm 80. I'm probably gonna not be super consistent with it, as is my history. But it's something that I can see the value in, not just to achieve some ends, like become the best yoga person ever or something like that. More just the intrinsic benefit, the fact that it makes my life 1% better. It makes me 1% happier, let's say, just to have it there. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, what is this 1% happiness? What is happiness? Again, as one is want to do when contorting in yoga poses. Actually, Shavasana, chilling at the end, is the least of the contortions. So maybe that's why I finally had a time to think for a minute. So I'm laying there and I'm thinking about this 1% happiness. I'm thinking about, what is this happiness I'm seeking? And it occurred to me, I connected the dots between an experience I'd had just 20, 30 minutes ago prior to that, when I was walking in the neighborhood and this wonderful scenery. And let me also note, where I live, the scenery is not trees or anything like that. It's the sky. The sky is what I can see. And there was beautiful colors. It was sunset. The clouds just had this brush-stroked look, as they tend to do when the weather's humid and there's a little bit of instability in the sky. So I'm looking at these clouds and I remembered that I was human. You know, when you have those moments with nature and you remember, I am nature. I am made of the same thing. I am an intricate, I'm not, I guess I'm intricate. That's not the word I was going for. I am, I don't know what word I'm looking for. I feel like it starts with an I, but I'm connected to the sky in some kind of way. It feels like a hippy-dippy thing to say out loud, but that's a moment I was having. And in that moment, when I was connecting with the sky and feeling like a human, I felt a little bit expanded internally. And that's a difficult feeling to describe, but I'm sure you felt it before. The way I would describe it is that internally there's an expansion, but also just this feeling of being a little bit more like myself. A little bit more, not in an ego way, not in an individual kind of character way, but more in some kind of deeper way of whatever this collection of atoms is that makes up Alicia. I just felt it a little bit more truly, myself. Combined with this sort of expansion feeling, combined with, I don't want to say altered consciousness because that makes it sound like I'm tripping or something. It's more expanded consciousness, this slight increase in awareness just from looking at the sky. And it's sort of that feeling of, this is what it's all about, right? But it's a complicated feeling too. It's not so simple as, oh, look at the sky, I'm myself, I'm expanded, I'm happy, woo. It's more, look at the sky and then everything's a little brighter and everything feels a little bit more. And that feeling, that can bring out all feelings, not just the perky joyful ones. So I was walking and I passed this house. This is a really cool house because it has a decoration on the side that me and my daughter used to always see when we went for walks, and it really cheered us up, and you know, we'd sing songs. There was something really special about this random decoration. But I moved away and I hadn't been back for a while, and I happened to be back tonight when I was going for my walk. I saw this house and this wave of sentiment was coming back to me. In this moment, I was looking at the sky. A couple minutes pass. I see this decoration. I see this house. And my daughter is a two-year-old, just rushes in. Just the feelings that come with that, the feelings of the roller coaster of time, how quickly it goes, how precious it is, all of that stuff, all the, you know, the cheesy things. But, you know, the cheesy things that one feels, which is a part of life. And it's not... This is just a way to say it's not quite such a simple feeling. It's a feeling of, there's some joy in it. There's also tears behind the eyes in it. It's just a deeper, more intense state. Anyways, thinking about the 1% happiness while I'm in Shavasana pose, just kind of passed out. And I'm thinking, aha, okay. It's actually not about, what activities can I do that make me happier? Because I was thinking I could make a list of the things that I seem to like that bring me joy. Like doing yoga doesn't really make me happy at the moment, but I suppose it makes me happy in the sense that, you know, I get, it makes everything else a little bit better. Just like exercise, just like eating well. And then playing music, writing, journaling, reading, spending time with people I care about, all these things. I could, you know, we all have our own lists of things that make us happy. But it's not the happiness that I'm seeking. And in fact, I'm thinking about reframing this to myself. Instead of thinking, how can I do more of the things that make me happy? How can I do more of the things that make me feel expanded, that make me feel like myself, that make me feel more conscious? Because it's those moments of consciousness, of waking up into reality, whatever that means, whether it's noticing the sky and being a little bit more awake, or being in a yoga pose and having my consciousness feel a little bit more warm and open, feeling a little more unwound, feeling a little less guarded, a little less like a character and a little bit more like a person. Those are the moments that there's happiness in them, but happiness is not the root. The root is something deeper, and the root is the thing that I'm searching for. So I don't know what to call this. You know, the quest for happiness, that sounds nice and neat and tidy. Quest for consciousness, perhaps. That sounds maybe a little bit too formal. But that's the way I'm going to think about it. Because if I make a list of the things that make me happy, I already did that, you know, just off the cuff. You heard some of them. You have your own list. If I make a list of things that make me feel alive, not in a like, ah, live for the moment, I'm so alive, I'm at this like crazy rock concert. Alive in the way of all the things we've talked about, being open, being expanded, being a little bit more conscious, a little bit more in the body, a little bit more of the self. Those, that list is going to be different. There might be overlap, of course. Going for a walk would be something on both of those lists, but for different reasons. Because it's not just so much that the walk makes me happy. It doesn't always do that, by the way, but walks have a habit of provoking these consciousness opening, expanding, self-becoming experiences. There's something about the walk. Not every time, but more times than when I do a lot of other activities, I have these alert moments where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm alive. I'm a person. I'm Alicia. So that's what I'm after. That's sort of what the happiness is. What are some other things that give me that open consciousness feeling? You really got to come up with some better name for this feeling. Well, I mean, writing, the same is true, because when I write, whether it's music or words, the idea is to get into this almost like a out of ordinary reality state, which is the same kind of thing, right? There's certain songs that I hear and it instantly transports me. So listening to music, very particular songs, mind you, but just listening to music more in general. This is what creates that altered state for me. So I just wanted to share that idea with you. Might mean nothing to you. You might be wondering, you know, what I'm talking about. You might just kind of be brushing this off. That's totally fine. We all have our own takes. This was just my take of the day, that it's less about finding happiness. It's more about finding aliveness. It's more about the lifeblood of this moment. Nothing that I'm saying sounds as much as I mean it, right? Because when you're feeling something and you try to convey it verbally, there's always going to be a loss of translation. But I guess the feeling behind it is that I'm trying to find the lifeblood of this life. I'm trying to enjoy it as much as I'm able, not in the way of, you know, doing crazy fun things, in the way of being able to be present, be connected and attentive to the things that are happening as they happen, instead of being out of my body 90% of the time, you know, lost in thought and just not really, you know, existing as a conscious person. I'm going to leave it there. Otherwise, we risk this descending into a really big, long ramble. So I bid you farewell. Thank you for listening, if you have listened, in fact, and stay tuned for tomorrow's updates, and I'll let you know what's been going on the last couple months, few months, 4 months maybe even, and we'll talk about what's to come in the future. Thank you for joining me. Have a good one.